Hello and welcome to another episode of Words With Myself.
Looking at life through rose-tinted glasses is a common saying, and it refers to a person who walks around life only perceiving the things that they want to perceive, all of the wonderful things, all of the nice and beautiful and pretty things, and none of the negative things. And it might be referred to as one person looking at another person with rose-tinted glasses, as if all they can see are the most amazing attributes of that person, and they can't see any of the negative parts. But rose isn't the only tint that our glasses come in. We actually view life through our perception and our experiences. It's all clouded into our judgments of what's happening right now. We don't exactly see now for how now is, and instead we see it through a perceived lens, through our consciousness. And as such, two people can go through the exact same experience and draw completely different conclusions. They can have entirely different experiences even when the same event occurs. For instance, you could see someone on a roller coaster, and there could be one person who experiences that roller coaster as thrilling and exciting and fun. You might find another person who's actually bored, and you might find another person who is absolutely terrified. And all of those people are having entirely different experiences while going through exactly the same motions. And a lot of how you go about your day-to-day life is perceived through this lens. This you-tinted glasses, as if the world is a reflection of your inner state of being. For instance, if I'm depressed or unhappy and I'm going about my day and I might find all the things wrong with the day, everything that's gone wrong, all of the mistakes, all of the problems and things that didn't go my way, I would probably perceive things that on better days might have just been a minor inconvenience, yet these things seem to be so terrible, so dramatic, like having such a negative impact on my emotion. And this could just be, for instance, you know, I'm driving and there's traffic and that can ruin my whole day. And if that's possible, if your emotional state can greatly govern how you see things. You see things as, you know, I'm going to sit in this traffic and I'm going to listen to some music and enjoy myself. Or I'm sitting in traffic and I'm going to get angry that I'm not at my destination yet. There are times that I catch myself and I might be grumbling or complaining about something that isn't going particularly my way, but yet everything else is good. And, you know, I'm just in a bad mood and I'm kind of hyper-focusing on what's negative. And when I catch myself doing this, I think, like, is everything that bad? Is everything really that terrible? Or, you know, am I just concentrating on the wrong thing? It was a beautiful day. It was sunny. It was light. And yet, I was in a bad mood about something that didn't really matter. It was inconsequential. It was either a past event or something that I was worried about. Luckily, this was just for a moment, and I snapped out of it. But there have definitely been times and whole periods of my life that I've found myself to have particular glasses on. I've been depressed for long periods of time, and where everything seemed hopeless or lost, or everything just seemed pointless and grey. And I've had other times when everything just seemed impossible, or things just never seemed like they were going to work out. And I've had other times when I think everything is working out perfectly, and I can see things clicking together and unfolding. And yet, I might go through a period of doubt when I start questioning everything and seeing all of the pieces and everywhere it could go wrong. So through this experience, as time is unfolding, I'm experiencing life in different ways, depending on this stored up emotional energy that I haven't dealt with or I'm not present with. You know, my day or my experience is contrasted to where I am, and it's because I am not experiencing things as they are in the present moment. I am somewhere else, and that is where that feeling comes from, where it starts to cloud your view, when you start overlapping the things that have happened before or the things that are going to happen with your current experience. Because if you could be present all the time, often there wouldn't be so much wrong. Yet we choose to mull over and constantly think about and therefore experience all of the problems, all of the things that are going wrong. We hyper-focus and we make that all there is. We draw out and make these kind of inconsequential matters a lot more consequential than they need to be. So I think that practice of bringing yourself back to the present to really assess like what is around you, like literally, you know, looking around you and seeing what is so bad. For instance, you might think, wake up and it's raining outside and you think, wow, it's ruined all my plans. And then you sit home and you're miserable and angry and frustrated that you can't do what you would want to do. But if you were to maybe look around, you just think, what is so terrible? You know, there's a bit of rain outside. And is that really going to ruin my whole day? Maybe I can do something else. Maybe this is an opportunity to do something that I've been meaning to do that is around the house or that I can do indoors. Maybe this isn't the right time to be doing the thing that I had plans for. There are so many different ways that you could perceive that situation. Yet oftentimes we choose to hyper-focus on the worst one or the negative one. And just this perception has a complete different way of shaping how you experience that event. One person might wake up and think, okay, my plans are now not possible, but I can paint or write or clean or do whatever I want to do that is inside. And another person might just decide to kind of throw their toys out the pram and just decide that because their plans have been ruined, that in spite of themselves, they are then going to ruin the rest of their day. And I think we all do this at different points, you know, we do things to sabotage or spite ourselves, and it's not always fully evident why we do that. And sometimes it can just be ego, that we're not getting the thing that we want, we're not getting our way. But by allowing yourself to be trapped in that, I wanted to do this, you know, this past event or this future that you had built up, this expectation of what the future was going to hold instead of the actual reality of what has happened. Once you get lost in either disappointment or resentment or anger, then you come away from the present and you come away from understanding what you should be grateful for and all of the opportunities that have now opened up for you, all of the things that are going right, as opposed to the one thing that has gone wrong. And once we shift our perspective from either the past or the future that is clouding our present, and once we focus in on what is happening right now, what we have to be grateful for now, what we can do now to make the situation better, you then have the opportunity to completely rephrase how you see your present, to completely change your perception of what is going on right now. And you can choose to appreciate it, you can choose to enjoy it, you can choose to make use of it, to make the best of it, as opposed to dwelling on what isn't or what couldn't or what didn't. And one thing that all of these things like psychology, spirituality, philosophy has taught me is that we create our own hell in a massive way. That our perception of life and how we're choosing to view events is the actual thing that is causing us suffering. It's often ourselves that is torturing and punishing and scrutinizing and judging ourselves. And that is what causes this dark cloud of perception to come over our reality. Those things that are symptoms, those mental health conditions that then come from that, completely morph and change our perception of reality. And all of a sudden, we feel like we are experiencing things in a very siloed manner, as if we can only experience things through our suffering. And this is often what causes us the most pain, is feeling trapped within ourselves. That we don't know how to improve the situation because the situation is us. And once we see that a lot of our defense mechanisms, a lot of the ways that we treat ourselves are our inherited patterns and the cycles that we play out and the things that we do to sabotage ourselves, all of that is what is causing ourselves suffering. It's the ways that we choose to punish ourselves, the way we choose to be angry and resentful and bitter. All of these ways that we treat ourselves as others had treated us negatively, and we absorb that and treat ourselves in the same way because we feel like we deserved it. All of that is what is causing that suffering, that pit that we feed and we maintain and we allow to live within us, that sucks in all of those things that we believe are not good enough about ourselves. All of those doubts, all of those things that we're not confident about, those times that we feel ashamed, or those times that we feel guilty, or that we didn't do enough, or we let people down, all of those things that circulate create this darkness, this void within you. And if you allow that void to continue and you choose to feed that void, and that void will eventually take over. It will begin to contaminate your perception of the world. It will begin to contaminate your experience. And on the opposite side of that, once you begin to accept yourself, once you begin to heal and forgive yourself and see where you needed more, see where you needed help, see where you reached out and people weren't there, to go to those places that cause you pain, to visit them and to sit with them and to accept the experiences that we've had so far. That is the work that needs to be done in order to shrink that void. And eventually, the void loses its grasp on you. It doesn't have the same hold over you anymore because it cannot control you. Your perception cannot be pulled into the void. And instead, you can see things for how they are and you can be present. But the second you can be pulled off into that future or present, there is chance that that void is going to start manipulating your perception because you are not looking at right here and right now. You're instead using your memory and your pattern recognition and all of these kind of things that are engaging your brain to say, what is now? Like, what should I be thinking? What should I be feeling? And not just observing, but instead living out in the realities that we have created in our own minds. So take some time and ask yourself, what kind of glasses are you wearing? How is your perception of reality being skewed by previous events? How are you allowing what you see to be dictated by negative or positive thoughts? How are you allowing that to manifest into your reality? Thank you for listening.